As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Buffalo. He is in his sixth season with the Bulls, led UB to their first bowl win last season. He was 109-6. I said that, 109-6 at Wisconsin Whitewater. He led Whitewater to six national championships in eight seasons. Buffalo is 5-0 on the year. They are number 23 in the AP poll. And you've got the MAC championship game, Ball State against Buffalo on Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Lance Leipold is my guest. Lance, it is good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
A pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much. I've got to ask, you're getting ready for the conference championship game Friday, as I mentioned. What is the mood like around your team right now?
Well, they're excited. You know, it's been an up and down year for all of us, just emotionally, everything. You know, our season was canceled, then come back. You know, you've had to tell the young men a lot of things that they didn't want to hear, and to kind of persevere and get five of our six games played and have a chance to get back to Detroit, a place where we played and came up short in 2018. They're excited to get there and play on Friday night.
Yeah, I would imagine that playing for a conference championship game or in a conference championship game is going to be great no matter what, but especially given everything that's gone into this year. Let me ask you about this. You're coming off that 56-7 win over Akron Saturday. In preparation for that game, you would challenge your players that if they want to be a team that wins championships, you have to go out and play like it, and you don't wait for that so-called bigger game. So what do you make of the way your players responded to that challenge?
Extremely proud of them. Extremely pleased with the way they handled success. You know, we were on a bus. I don't know if you know the story, Jim. We're on our way to play Ohio University. We got about 2 hours down the road, found out the game was canceled. Turned around, came back. We weren't named division champs yet till midweek. But also on Sunday after that, we got our first ranking ever in school history. So a lot of good things happen without ever playing a football game. So still undefeated. Everybody's telling you how great everything is. Okay, now how are you going to handle success and go out and play well without looking ahead to the MAC championship game? And I think if you have a chance to be a championship team, you got to handle that type of success. And I was really pleased with the way we did it last Saturday.
It is a great story. Lance Leipold joining us, Buffalo head coach. So you've got Jared Patterson, and he had another 100-yard game against Akron. I had him on the show earlier this month, and now he's rushed for more than 800 yards and 14 touchdowns in the last three games alone. What's it been like to work with him and coach him this season?
You know, he's a special young man, not just statistically. He's just a guy who does it right. He's one of our top practice players. He's humble. He's appreciative of everything he has, his offensive line. And when your best players are your best practice players and role models within your program, it gives a chance like Buffalo to build a program that we want to be when you have guys like that. And I could not be happier for his success and proud of really how he's handled it all as well as we've moved on.
You know, Lance, what's really interesting to me about him is he and I talked about this, that when he was in high school, he was not generating a lot of interest from colleges. What do you remember about seeing him for the first time, and when did you know that this was somebody that could really help your program?
Well, he and his twin brother, James, were somebody that had connections to our program before our arrival. One of their assistant coaches at their high school, at Pilate High School, out in the Baltimore area, was a UB player, a former UB player, was a walk-on here, played for Turner Gill, and had a great experience. And he was always talking about the university, the program, the area. So both of them knew about it. So we saw them. They're great young men. Their mother's a principal in the Baltimore Public School District. And you could just tell that they had the foundation that they could do, you know, could make an impact. Jared's not the tallest, okay? And that's the one thing that kind of held people back a little bit. We wanted both of them. Kevin Marks, our other running back, who's also been highly productive, committed to us first. When James committed, Jared wanted to commit as well, and we said, Jared, we'd love to have you, but you'd have to wait till January to enroll. He says, I'll do it. And then James called back and said, I'd like to enroll when Jared does. And you know, they both started as true freshmen and been leaders, been two-year captains for us, and it's just been an amazing story.
I was going to say, another great, great story. University of Buffalo head coach Lance Leipold is my guest. So in terms of the conference championship game, when you look at Ball State, what concerns you the most?
Well, you know, Mike New's done an excellent job kind of under the radar, you know, in our Mid-American Conference is so balanced and kind of goes and flows of things, and he's just slowly built that team. It's a veteran team. You look at the two deep, it's seniors, redshirt juniors, graduate students, so experienced, bigger, stronger team than maybe some of the others that we've lined up against this year. Explosive offense, the receiver, you know, he's a guy that they want to get the ball in his hands about 10 or more times a game, whether it be quick game, balls downfield, reverses. We've got to be able to tackle well in space. They've got an excellent quarterback in Plitt, who's been really managing their offense really well, and a downhill bigger backs than maybe we've played against, and an offensive line that's done a good job. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge, but most championship games should be, and we're excited for the opportunity.
You know, the fact of the matter is you're on the precipice of something great. You're building something great. You won a bowl game last year. You're undefeated. You've got a conference championship game this year, but this was not an easy thing, right? This was not an overnight success, to be sure. You had that dominant program at Whitewater, and when the opportunity came up, the truth is you had a number of mentors tell you, do not take that job. That's a really, really tough job. So why did you decide to take this on?
Well, there are a couple factors, Jim. You know, not many times in college football do Division III coaches get the direct opportunity to make the move to FBS. I had talked with Turner Gill once about this program, not knowing that it would ever open, I'd have a chance. But the athletic director that hired me was current UCF athletic director Danny White. And, Danny's an excellent visionary. He had plans. He told me the opportunities. And again, the success at Whitewater was great. It's my alma mater. It's where I grew up. 15 minutes from there and all, but I thought to take the challenge of building a program where people say it couldn't be done was one that myself and some of the people that I've worked closely with for a long time wanted to take on, and take one where people say you couldn't do it. And we had our growing pains. There's no doubt, like you alluded to, some tough times there, but we've been able to increase our facilities, improve them, build some new things and do things that have allowed us to get to this point.
And then in terms of building that program, Lance, one of the phrases that has been used around the program is the difference between a marshmallow, a jelly bean, and a stone. For those who do not know, in the context of building a program, what are the differences between a marshmallow, a jelly bean, and a stone, and which one do you want?
Well, we want that stone if we can. You know, the marshmallow we know is soft, and the jelly bean is hard on the outside and soft on the inside. You know, we want to be the rock and be that foundation of things. And, our offensive coordinator, Andy Kolnicki, is one. He's got a new one every week. He's got a new video, and I should have him repeat all those all the time, because some of those I can't even stay up with half the time, Jim. But it's good, and there's some things that we try to tell our players to really embrace when they come here. You're not going to play at Buffalo. You're going to play for Buffalo. And you know a little bit about this community. I was hoping to make your tour stop in April, but there's people around here have a little chip on your shoulder about being from here, and we take our knocks about the weather and all those things. But when you want to come here, you got to have a little attitude about yourself. You better have a good work ethic. You got to stay humble. And we think those are some of the foundations that have helped us get where we are.
I really appreciate you saying that, Lance. I appreciate everything you just said. I agree with everything you just said. And if and when I make it back to Buffalo, I'm going to look for you again. And you're right. It's a great town. It is a great town. It's a tough town. It's a proud town. And you do have to have a chip on your shoulder, because it's not the easiest thing. Let me ask you this before you go. You know, if we were to go back a little bit further, when you played your college ball at Whitewater, the plan was to go into law enforcement. And in fact, you started working part-time at the police department in your hometown in Southeast Wisconsin. What were those days like, and what made you get back into football?
Well, I was doing a little like summer camp coaching on the side and getting some good feedback, but I grew up in a town of about 5,000 people, and I was working at some fill-in shifts. And in a small town, from about midnight till about 5 in the morning, there might be one or two cars that come by. And I sat in the squad car going, I thought I went to college to get a degree, not to work third shift. And so instead of going home and sleeping that morning, I went back down to Whitewater, picked up a graduate school application, and I guess the rest is history, as they would say.
Well, let me say this. I really like the job that you're doing there. I like where you are. However, when you have the success that you're having at Buffalo, your name is going to get mentioned with a lot of other head coaching jobs. I know that you're focused on a conference championship game, this amazing opportunity in front of you. But if the phone rings, do you owe it to yourself to at least pick it up?
Well, yeah, I think you said what is most important. We got to focus on this game and all those things. You know, we've said many times, when we were 2-10, Jim, we're recruiting against people and they're saying, why would you go there? They're not going to be there very long. They're going to get fired. Then you win some games and then they say you're not going to be there because you're moving on and looking for other jobs. And one of the other things we tell our guys, as you talked about the marshmallow, jelly bean, and rock, is that be where your feet are at. And I owe it to our program to be where my feet are at, and our programs. It's flattering. It helps our programs. You never say never. But again, we want to worry about where we're at, and we have more work to do here and look forward to doing it.
Fact of the matter is, be where your feet are at never not works. It applies to everybody in everything. Lance Leipold is the head coach at the University of Buffalo. They're 5-0 on the year. They're number 23 in the AP poll, and you've got the championship game, Ball State versus Buffalo on Friday night. Lance, great to have you on the show finally. Thanks so much. Good luck Friday, and I know you and I will do it again.
Sounds great, Jim. Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you making time for us too, Lance. Thank you very much. I love it. They're a great story. You know, what we didn't talk about actually was the build itself. It was not easy. He went 5-7 in his first season and then followed that up 2-10 and 6-6, but 23-9 since. What a great point he makes. When they're 2-10 and they're recruiting, people are saying, well, you know, why the hell would you go there? That staff's not going to be there. They're going to get fired. And then when they win a lot of games and they have to recruit, people recruiting against them say, why would you go there? They're not going to be there. They're going to get a better job.